Well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to put the best five out there. You know, we've done that. It would have been the best five, whoever's out there. So we'll move them around, you know, practice. We don't have to play till September, so we're not in a huge rush. We just want to give everybody an opportunity to compete and see which five is the best to go in the game with. So.
You spent 1 year with Ryan. I mean, how much were you looking forward to both working with him again and then also his experience in this?
Well, obviously, you know,
Actually.
yeah. In my time, he was, you know, he's a great player. He's still a great player. So we drafted him and have a good relationship. I know what he's capable of. So I was really looking forward to getting him in, and obviously, he'd be a great leader too. I mean, he has experience on the line. Between him and Lewis, you know, have a good solid guy on either side. We thought we were in good shape, but you know, it's nothing that anybody did or didn't do. You know, it's just one of those things that happen, and we go from there. See what happens. We'll just, you know, like I said, we'll throw them out there and let them compete, let them play, pick the best five. And, you know, the best five are who does the best job, you know. And we could say all we want about this or that or three other experience, but it's whoever plays the best and does the best job for our team, whatever we're going to do.
Obviously, it's been non-contact at this point, but how do you feel about the progress of both Ty and also Michael Schofield the last few weeks?
You know what? I think they're both developing. I think that's a good thing. You know, they're learning. You see every day that there's something else that they learn how to do or understand what's going on because and communicating with the guy next to them. That's always been a big deal for me. The five of them got to work as a unit. So, you know, when you move guys around, I think that's important. They got to understand what the guy next to him is doing. And I think both those guys have a good relationship with the rest of the guys up front. Clancy and James are really working those guys as far as talking and making sure everybody's on the same page. And I believe all of them, not just those two guys, but all those guys have made some strides in that direction.
Would you like to go into late June when you guys are done, having an idea of who that guy is?
Oh, no. I'd like to go into the first game. I don't preseason. I could care less what we're thinking. There could be a lot of question marks, but we're going to go in the first game, you know, knowing well what we're going to do. So,
Competition through camp.
oh yeah. I mean, I hope there's competition through camp. We don't want to have anything etched in stone. I think those guys need to really work and play and even in a game. I mean, game situations are really key for us, especially with our system on how we work together. And, you know, I think that's important. So the game speed, playing against other players.
Rick, you seem a little matter of fact about Ryan's injury, but what was your immediate reaction when you heard about his ACL?
Oh, I don't think anybody's matter of fact. I think, you know, my heart goes out to Ryan because I know how much work he's put into being a professional athlete and, you know, have a great relationship. I'm not, trust me, I'm not far from matter of fact. I feel bad for him. But there's, you know, very little that we can do about that other than support him and then work on from there. So not matter of fact at
No,
all.
I would
I'm
mean
crushed.
in terms of Ryan as a person, I'm saying how it affects your offensive line. Like just
Well,
next man up
well, that's the only choice that you have. I mean, you got to go out and play. They're not going to stop the game or, you know, give us a mulligan or nothing. They're, you know, we're expected to play. And the biggest disappointment is for Ryan himself.
Will this impact what you want to do in the offense or?
Well, I think, you know, as we said all the time, we're gonna do what we do best. You know, we're the 2015 Broncos. We're gonna do what we do best, whoever the 11 out there, you know. And, you know, I don't know that it'll change it. I don't know if it will or won't. I don't have a crystal ball. We'll go out there, and certainly we have a lot of talent. You know, we'll win some games, do our part.
Tyson Brailo, what are you seeing him? Can he do it? Is he ready?
Well, again, I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I did, but he is athletic. He's smart. So we'll give him his chances, just like we'll give everybody else. You know, Mike will get his chances. Chris will get a chance. Everybody will get a chance to play, and the best five outside. So, you know, that's why we drafted him. We saw some skill that we thought we can develop, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Would you like to bring in a veteran?
I don't know. We just went out to practice. You know, he told us right before practice, so we made some adjustments at practice. Went out there and, you know, practice. We'll figure that one out. You know, we got 90 spots to get down to 53, and whichever those are. You know, we may have to make some adjustments. We have to make some adjustments on anything. You know, any position may have to change. Who knows?
One spot in from left tackle, Ben Garland at left guard. How do you feel about the progress he's made the last few weeks?
Well, like I said, with everybody has made some progress. You know, and it's just practice. I mean, there's no pads, there's no contact, and a lot of that really is key for a guy. But his footwork, you know, is getting better. He's cleaning that up, and he's talking to the guy next to him, both sides. So, you know, those are the things that we need to work on, and that's all we can work on right now. And those guys, all of them are doing well at those.
How's it going with Peyton at this point?
Really good. Oh, yeah. He's a funny guy. We have a good time, but he is very smart and keeps you on task. He keeps you on your toes, has a lot of questions, which is great. Great for me to keep me going. But he's done well. All of them have worked really, really hard in the room. You know, and I love watching Napper and his individual drills. He's got a lot of good things going on. So it's been good.
He said yesterday that he likes to be coached. Do you find that true? Or, you know, he's looking for somebody to coach him?
All good players that I've ever been around, great players, have loved to be coached. They all work hard. They love to be coached, and he's no exception. He likes it when you give him feedback. He loves it when you ask him a question, when you challenge him, and then he'll come back and challenge it. Just like everybody I've been around that have been really good players. They're into the game mentally. They're trying to do all they can to get better. So, yes.
Okay, anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.